This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. For several days this week, some reporters at the Wall Street Journal withheld bylines from the stories they wrote. This odd form of journalistic labor action is known as a byline strike, invoked in this case because contract talks are stalled between the reporters' union and the journal's owner, the Dow Jones Company. But what is the point of a byline strike, and do readers ever get it? Here's an explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers.
Byline strikes have become a popular form of getting management's attention. There have been more than 10 at large newspapers in the last 2 years. They offer reporters a way to go on strike without actually risking their jobs. As the American Journalism Review noted last year, real work stoppages have become increasingly dangerous since today's large newspaper corporations can replace striking workers. Byline strikes, on the other hand, are often explicitly permitted in union contracts that give reporters the right to control their bylines. Dow Jones says its reporters do not have that right in their contract, although the Wall Street Journal strike went unchallenged anyway. The relatively risk-free nature of such strikes may blunt their effectiveness, but it also ensures greater participation. Writers at the Washington Post say that in a 2002 labor dispute, 99% of reporters chose to remove their names from their stories. They say the action helped bring both sides back to the table. It's not clear whether a byline strike is as effective in getting the public's attention the way a real strike certainly would. Unions say readers do notice the absence of names, but that may be wishful thinking. The question of whether reporters control their own bylines has long been an issue between newspaper guilds and owners. Bylines became common in the early 20th century as part of the push for more objective reporting. Soon after that, however, some writers demanded the right to withhold their names from stories that had been excessively changed by editors. While the issue still hasn't been fully resolved, recent labor court decisions have held that bylines are the sole property of the journalists who write the stories.
Slate's Andy Bowers provided that explainer with research help from Sudhir Murlithar.